radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Kitchener, Ontario country artist James Cameron is my guest on this episode of In the Country. He is the frontman for the James Cameron Band, an up-and-coming country act. The band has made a couple of trips to Nashville recently, played Music in the Fields in Lucknow, Ontario, and James has a couple of acoustic performances to share with us on the show tonight. My pleasure to welcome from Kitchener, Ontario, James Cameron. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it is going great. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing awesome, and I'm really happy to be on the show tonight.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show, James, and we've got a couple of acoustic performances from you. I'm looking forward to sharing those. Let's first of all start off with the trips to Nashville. There was a recent one, and you had a chance to do a lot of stuff there, including, I understand, performing at Tootsie's?
Well, actually, Tootsie's was part of our first trip down. Our second trip down was both Brittany and I. Brittany is
right.
The other lead vocalist in our band. She's my sister. And so the both of us went down with my family, and we were part of the CMA fanfare. And we had the opportunity to play three acoustic shows at Honky Tonk Central, which is located on Broadway, about I don't know, 30 steps from Tootsie's.
Nice.
And and then we also had the opportunity to go in the convention center down in Nashville, which was brand new, and sit in the Tootsie's autograph booth, and we signed autographs for a couple hours there on the first day of the fanfare, which was pretty cool to meet a bunch of new fans from the States down there.
Yes. Got to be a great experience, yeah, connecting with fans, people who know your music, and getting a chance to perform in front of other fans. Now, you had a great time, I guess it was last year, at Music in the Fields, that great country concert, and you're doing it again this year.
Yes, we are. We are going to be playing both days at Music in the Fields in Lucknow. It's on August 23rd and 24th. That's a Friday, Saturday.
Right.
And on the Friday night, we are the first act up on the main stage, opening up for The Heartbroken follows us, and then Blue Rodeo follows them to close the night.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
That is going to be an amazing time. I know our band's really looking forward to that because especially my family, we've grown up listening to Blue Rodeo, and I've never had the chance to see them live yet, so I'm looking forward just to see that. And
yeah, that's going to be a great part of it. And I saw The Heartbroken at the Country Music Association of Ontario Awards. They performed there at Markham a month or so ago, and they were terrific. They're a great band.
I heard great things about them. I've seen some things online about them, and they do look really extremely talented, so I'm looking forward to that too. But I've never had the chance to see them yet.
That's a great opportunity.
And,
now, we'll talk about the James Cameron Band. You, of course, named after you. You're James Cameron. Your sister is in the band, as you mentioned. And tell us about the other members.
The other members is there's Nolan Grulick. I always get his last name wrong. He's our bass player. And he's been with us since day one. He's, I guess, what you could call the founder of the band. It's me and him from the beginning, starting in his basement. And then we got Milan Visnovec on lead guitar. And Milan's also been with us right from the very beginning. And it's been about 3 years now, I guess, since the whole band got together back in high school.
That's amazing. Now, do you find that the musical tastes of all of you, does everybody have something different they like, or do you pretty much agree on the same kind of music?
We're definitely a mixed bunch of nuts, but it's pretty fun. I mean, I think I'm sort of winning the battle in terms of bringing them over to the country side of things. But
right.
But they are awesome, and we enjoy playing all kinds of music, but mainly country.
Yeah. So who are your influences then, James? Who are the artists that you look up to?
I look up to Keith Urban is a big one for me. Just I just love his personality as a person and as a songwriter and a singer and a musician. He's definitely top for me. And ever since I was a kid, definitely Toby Keith is one of my big guns. He's again an amazing songwriter, performer. He's a genius, and there's no other way to put it, I guess.
Yeah, well, you're right. He's a genius. He's lasted in the music business for probably about 20 years. It's been a long time, and he's continuing to have success. And I guess he does other stuff as well. He's done some movies and owns restaurants.
Yeah. No, Dad, he's very successful, but his music is what I love the most. But those are two of the big ones for me. Yeah.
Nope. When did you first pick up a musical instrument? You play the guitar. When did that first come into your life?
First play guitar. I was sort of young. I probably got my first guitar when I was maybe like 10 or 11 or something. I got one at Christmas, but I didn't really get into it until a little later on. Because growing up, I was a hockey player, so I was pretty focused on that and dedicated to that. But between those, the ages of 11 and 13, I'd say I probably started it up.
Very cool. Well, we're going to turn to some of your songwriting and one of your performances now. We got more to talk about after that, but we're going to turn to City Boys, Country World. I love the title. There's just a good contrast there. Yeah, talk about the inspiration behind it before we play it, James.
Well, for me, it's just writing a song that... I mean, you can't really hide the fact that, like, I don't live out in the country. I don't work out on a farm or anything like that. I just am what I am. I live in the city, but country's the type of music that I love and that I love to play. So that's basically what it describes in the song.
Yeah, that's a cool way of putting it, because I grew up in the city too, and I love country music. And there's a lot of people in that same position. They love the music just for what it is. So that's a good way to express it.
Yes, exactly.
This is cool. Now we're going to get to hear an acoustic performance. Do you like doing those when you're, if you don't have the full band, just you and the guitar? Is that a great way to perform a song?
It is fun. I don't often get to do it just by myself. So this is a change, but it is fun. It's different, and it's definitely a different side of James Cameron.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear that side now. This is James Cameron in City Boys Country World on In the Country.
My world, I'm gonna treat you, babe, way a man should treat a girl. I'll pour my heart out in a song. I'm gonna make you feel like you belong. Where did you come from, baby? You see you looking at me. Going home alone tonight. What would you say if we forgot what we came here to forget? It'll all be just a little white lie. I know a place out back where we can fish in the dark. Girl, why don't we give it a whirl? Well, I think it's about the time that I gotta show you round the city, boys, country world. Gonna show you around my hometown, all the places where I grew up. gonna take you down that old brain. The place when I was young, where I learned to be tough. Where did you come from, baby? I see you looking at me, but I'm going home alone tonight. What would you say if we forgot what we came here to forget? It'll all be just a little white lie. I know a place out back where we can fish in the dark. Girl, why don't we give it a whirl? Well, I think it's about the time that I gotta show you around the city boys' country world. I take you my life by the reins, and I give you my heart when I sing. And just when it felt like this city boy was down and out, a cowboy comes out. Where did you come from, baby? I see you looking at me, but I'm going home alone tonight. What would you say if we forgot what we came here to forget? It'll all be just a little white lie. I know a place out back where we can fish in the dark. Girl, why don't we give it a whirl? Well, I think it's about the time that I gotta show you. Well, I think it's about time we get out of here and I'll show you around the city boys' country world. The city boys' country world. Where did you come from, baby? I see you looking at me, but I'm going home alone tonight.
A great song from my guest, James Cameron. That is called City Boys Country World, and you can learn more about James and the James Cameron Band at their website, jamescameronband.com. And yeah, that's a great song. You really have a solid country voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's quite nice, and I can just imagine that all produced, and that would sound great. Now, I understand you are working towards putting an album together, James?
Yes, I am. Slowly but surely. It's
that's the best way.
The summertime is not the best time to be putting things together because it's a busy schedule, but we are slowly working towards putting it together. And that song you just heard there, it has potential to be on the album, but I'm not sure yet, so we'll see if people like it.
Yeah, exactly. I guess as you play it out more, you'll get a feel for if people are responding to it, and that'll give you a good gauge if it's one to record.
Sure. Definitely.
Now, songwriting.
I've played it a few times now. It's gone over pretty well.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. Now, songwriting. Can you take us back to when you first discovered songwriting? I talk to lots of artists, and it's usually when they're younger, not always, but they just get excited and they start writing a song, and then it goes from there.
Yeah, I think I was 16 when I first wrote my my first song, and it was a song called One of These Days. It was actually, I guess, it wasn't my first song. I had started other songs in the past, but I would call it my first complete song. And,
right.
It's called One of These Days, and we play it once in a while. It's not a song that we play too much anymore because I think I've grown and we've grown as a band from that point. But it's still a pretty fun song.
That's great. It's good that you can look back, because a lot of artists, their first song or two or three, they don't want to talk about because it wasn't that good, and they've gone on to better stuff. As you said, you've done better, but it's good that you still like the song.
Yeah, no, it's not something to hate on, because it was good for what we were at the time, and we've gotten better, so that's a good thing.
That is good for sure. Now, it's always different, I know, with every song you write, but is there a certain way that you get an idea, or can you take us through just sort of the cycle, the process of starting a song, and just how you develop it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it usually comes from starting with a melody, but I definitely usually have some inspiration or some topics or some ideas in mind about what I want to write about going into a song. But for me, generally, I can't put those ideas down on paper until I hear something.
Okay, a melody starts it for you.
Yeah, that's sort of how it starts for me. But no, I did a lot of songwriting off at my first year at university this past year. I was off in Brantford, Ontario at Laurier University. And I found I did a lot of my writing when I was out there on my own and just doing some late night thinking and learning and writing and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. Like with a title like City Boys Country World, to me, that, you know, would that have started with that title? Because that, to me, if I came up with that title, that would give me the hook for the song and the rest would flow pretty good because I've got a strong title to start.
For sure. I have to give credit to my buddy Milan on coming up with a pretty cool guitar melody, but I took the melody back to my room there, and I made basically, yeah, I had the idea of City Boys Country World in mind, and I thought that his melody that he came up with worked pretty well with it. So
oh, that's cool.
I think it worked well in the end.
Yeah, it turned out very nicely. Now, when our listeners head out to a James Cameron Band show around Kitchener and anywhere in Ontario, you've got some other shows people can see at your website, the dates. What kind of performances will they get, and what kind of cover songs do you do in your shows?
We do a little bit of everything. I mean, we definitely like to keep it modern when we go around. We play a lot of bars in Ontario. We were just down in Oshawa this past weekend at the Corral there. That's a great bar. It's a lot of fun. We generally, we keep a pretty high energy most of the time. We bring it down a few times, but it's a pretty high energy show. But we play some older stuff too. We play a little Johnny Cash and some Merle Haggard and stuff like that.
Nice.
And it's also fun for us to be able to feature Brittany, my sister, on some stuff, doing some Miranda Lambert stuff or doing some, Sugarland or something like that, because girls love that stuff when we're out playing at the bars or even festivals or anything like that. It's definitely a hit with the crowd.
Oh yeah, for sure. Miranda Lambert's a huge artist, and her songs like Mama's Broken Heart, everybody loves those. So Brittany, it's so cool that the two of you, brother and sister, are in the same group together, and harmonies really go naturally with families, don't they? It kind of fits.
Yeah. It's definitely a benefit to be in a family together. I mean, we've kind of just subconsciously grown to be able to sing with with each other, because we've been singing together our whole lives and around each other our whole lives. But she's been a part of the band now for probably over 2 years. I don't know exactly, but we've definitely grown to work very well together.
Nice. Yeah, it's great when a band like Lady Antebellum has a strong male vocalist and a strong female vocalist, so they can do, you know, you can either, one can take the whole lead or they can share, and it makes for an interesting sound. Who are some of Brittany's favorite artists?
Oh, hopefully she agrees with this.
That's right.
I would say one of her childhood artists, I think she really loved Reba. We actually do a Reba song in our set, but that's always fun. Modern day, I think she's really into Miranda Lambert and artists like that, Carrie Underwood. I mean, she's a powerhouse vocalist, so she loves those kind of artists, and why wouldn't she?
Yeah, those are great artists to look up to and admire, and so that's great. So she can really belt out like a Martina McBride kind of thing with the real powerful vocals.
For sure.
Oh,
definitely.
Cool.
Definitely.
That sounds great. Well, let's turn to another song of yours that we've got here in another acoustic performance called "Shot for Shot." Great title. And what can you tell us about the song?
It's a fun song that I wrote about a bar that I get to play sometimes back at in Kitchener here, and it's just a fun song about my life, and it's just I don't get to play it too often, and I don't think it's going to be on the album, but it's just one of those songs that that I love, and it's pretty fun. It's just it's just fun.
Nice. Here is another acoustic performance from my guest, James Cameron, joining me on the line from Kitchener, Ontario, and this is Shot for Shot on In the Country.
In that bar every Thursday night, singing everything from Johnny Cash to Luke Bryan. When I got on stage, I raised a Dixie cup. We could get them girls, get them all fired up. Oh, there is no place I'd rather be than up there on that stage, singing some country. I know I'm young, but I'm starting to realize right from wrong what's good and gone and how to shake that butterfly. I'm used to talking game and then spitting truth and then putting it to good use. But I always lost the words when you walked in that room. Just start swaying your head, knocking them back, matching me shot for shot. When the night went on, we were getting real close, yeah, things were getting high. Oh, I was fighting the urge, but I couldn't walk away myself to the bar like blue. Cause I ain't never seen nobody like you. Nobody like you. Finished that set, I heard a voice from the crowd. It was so soft and sweet, but in my mind it was so loud. Said, hey boy, sit down on the floor. I just gave her a nod. I pointed to the back door. I said, there's no place I'd rather be than back here getting to know you and you getting to know me. I know I'm young, but I'm starting to realize right from wrong and what's good and gonna have to shake them butterflies. The talking game and then splitting truth and then putting it to good use. Well, I was lost to words when you walked in that room. Just start swaying your head, knocking them back, matching me shot for shot. As the night went on, we were getting real close, yeah, things were getting high. I was fighting the urge, but I couldn't walk away and was stuck to the bar like glue. Cause I ain't never seen nobody like you, yeah, like you. I know I'm young, but I'm starting to realize right from wrong what's good and gonna have to shake them butterflies. I'm used to talking game and then spitting truth and then putting it to good use. But I was up to words when you walked in that room. Start swaying your hips, knocking them back, and matching me shot for shot. When the night went on, we were getting real close, yeah, things were getting high. I was fighting the urge, but I couldn't walk away and was stuck to the bar like glue. Cause I ain't never seen, I ain't never seen nobody like you. Nobody like you. Come on.
And that is my guest, James Cameron, with his song Shot for Shot here on In the Country. You can learn more about him and his band at jamescameronband.com. They're going to be playing at Music in the Fields this August, opening up for the Heartbroken and Blue Rodeo on the Friday night of that great concert. James, I wanted to ask you about, of course, Brittany's in your group, so you guys sing together, but what female artist from the country world would you love to do a duet with?
Myself?
Somebody you think would fit with your voice.
Fit with my voice? I love Carrie Underwood, and sort of an up-and-coming, I guess. She's more established now, but Kacey Musgraves is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I really like her. So
she's really coming up with some cool stuff.
To do something with, yeah, definitely. I really like what she's doing.
Yeah, she's got some good traditional stuff and stuff a little different and unique, which is great to hear. What advice would you give, James, to somebody out there who's in their teens thinking about getting into music? What couple of things should they keep in mind pursuing a music career?
That it takes time, and that it's not easy, but it can be a lot of fun. Even though sometimes it might not seem like it, but I started music just with really no intention to pursue it in the beginning, but like things change in your life, and you never know what you're gonna end up doing. And now I'm doing music, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. So I just say keep going at it.
Keep going at it, yeah. Don't let things get you down. Stick at it. And that's great advice right there, because it does take time for things to take off and things to happen, and each artist to get better, too, with time. James, thanks so much for coming back on the show. It's great to have you back again, and I enjoyed listening to the acoustic performances, and I look forward to hearing an album from you when that day comes. All the best.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me, and I'll let you know when it comes, and hopefully we'll see you maybe sometime this summer, and we'll keep you posted.
That sounds good. I look forward to that. My guest has been country artist James Cameron. Be sure to head out this summer and check out the James Cameron Band at a show. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.